Adrian Bott now joins us from the Adrian Bott Gay Waterhouse Stable. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. The positive is you'll have a runner, but the disappointment is that My True Love comes up number 25 in the order of entry and, well, at best an emergency, but may not even make that group. Everyone wants to run in the group one.
Yeah, they certainly do. Look, that's unfortunate. Look, she's coming out of that run in great order, so we'd love to see her take her spot. But, lucky for us, there's also a nice, suitable race for her in the Guineas in the following week. So, all's not lost there. But as you said, it would be great to have two representing the stable in the group one. But, it's just as happy to have Prompt Response in there. Delighted with how she's been.
What's the report from up north in Brisbane on the way she's come out of the Dane Ripper win?
Yeah, look, they're both doing really well up there. As these fillies usually do up there this time of year, we're able to work them both on the course proper at the Gold Coast track this morning. Tegan Harrison was able to come in. She gives us a big hand up there. She's great with the team, and she worked both fillies, and they're ticking along really well. My True Love, good strong work going into Saturday if she can get it. If not, she'll be ready for the following week. And Prompt Response, she's been up a lot longer. She's just ticking over nicely, so she's where she needs to be.
She's had a preparation Prompt Response through the Sydney Autumn, but in the last sort of 2 months, you've been able to space but keep her in form.
Yeah, certainly have. Look, the Tats TR was always the long range plan from when she went out at the end of the carnival last time. We planned everything to this particular race, so that always included a couple of starts early in Sydney through Scone, and very much a program that we used for Cosmic Endeavour successfully, and I think she's responded obviously very well to it, and probably the key was just the little freshen up between Scone. We were able to give her a nice trial, just an easy time here in Sydney before sending her up there, and she settled in well, and the performance that was there for everyone to see in the Dane Ripper.
We watch her races Prompt Response, and we know that, Gay in the past likes her horses up the front, if not leading, sort of being there, and that they find gears and they're strong. But she's one filly that she's able to sit up on the front and lead, but she's also able to sit behind and really finish off.
Yeah, it's good to be able to have that versatility. Going into the Dane Ripper, we thought it'd be ideal to, it was the ideal time to try a little bit of a different pattern with her because, as consistent and as well as she was running, unfortunately we kept finding one better each time. She just, when she was up on the pace, she was just unable to have that, I guess, the killer blow to be able to put them away. So we thought if we rode her just that pair conservative, a further pair back than what we usually would, and give her a chance to finish off the race, we might be able to get a different result. And that obviously worked out well for us. At Scone, she came up a little bit keen, so it was a little bit hard to get her to do that. Get her to relax early in the run. But up in Brisbane, she came out and switched off beautifully. And Tommy was able to get her in the right spot at the right time. And obviously, that's a pattern that she's responded well to. So, as much as we prefer to have the horses up on the pace, and certainly we try to, we train the horses to do so. It's, we take each individual, case by case, and look, if it doesn't work out that way, we can certainly alter their racing pattern if needs be.
Tommy Berry got suspended on that day at Doomben, but the news this morning is that he lodged, they do it a bit differently in Queensland. You've got to lodge paperwork to the Integrity Commission. Then they basically decide whether they'll give you a stay or an appeal hearing. The news is this morning that Tommy is expecting to be granted a stay today. And with the booking of Tommy on Prompt Response, the pair will definitely stay together come Saturday.
Yeah, look, hopefully, I hope that's correct. It would be great to see Tommy partner on Saturday. He's done plenty of work with her, and obviously he suits her very well, and he's in great form at the moment, Tommy. And I think it'd be a nice way to send him off before we see him go to Hong Kong. Tommy's been a great part of the team for many years, but certainly recently he's been a big help to us and a very good friend as well. But it'd be a nice way just to see him off to Hong Kong with a Group 1 win.
Yeah, well, it looks likely that he'll be granted the stay today, so we'll update on that as we go. Hey, just before I let you go, and I'll take it that my true love, we'll talk about it once we know the final field, and you mentioned the Sunshine Coast, but supply and demand, Adrian, just keeps on rocking.
Yeah, he certainly does. He's the horse has sort of really found form at present. He's just a very happy horse. He's bounced out of that race, and you wouldn't know he went round, and he just seems full of confidence. He's very happy with himself, and he's just a fit and happy, healthy horse at the moment. So we'll continue to press on. I think the Winter Cup looks ideal for him. He's relaxing well in his races. He's shown he can stay, and he's still got a very good turn of foot at the end of a strong staying race. So, would like to see him take his place. He handles all conditions, so he's really just a genuine sort of versatile horse. You love having horses as genuine as him in the yard.
Exactly, no doubt about that. Canterbury tomorrow night. We're on a heavy eight out there with the little bit of rain that has fallen, so a heavy eight. Are you looking at running all of yours tomorrow?
Yeah, look, at this stage, we'll plan on running them all. The only question mark could possibly San Pablo. His heavy track form's not the best. We scratched him last Saturday for those conditions as well. But look, his cantery form's very good, and also his soft form. So I guess the next 24 hours will be key for him. The two-year-olds will certainly take their place there. They're two really nice horses going forward. The 1100 around Canterbury is probably a little bit too short and sharp for them. They're going to be nice three-year-olds and some really nice milers as we sort of stretch them out over a bit of a trip. But it's a nice starting point for them. Piping Hot's been off the scene for a little while, but she's had a couple of nice trials, like what we've seen from her. She's a horse with plenty of ability, so it looks a nice race to kick her off. Expect more from her going forward. And Sis Montaigne, he handles all conditions. The 1900 shouldn't be a problem for him. And he's one that's got a bit of form around supply and demand, and he's a very consistent horse himself.
Well, there tomorrow, we'll wait and see what you end up doing with San Pablo. Heavy eight at this stage for Canterbury tomorrow. Adrian, good luck with the week ahead when that final field and the barriers come out tomorrow for the Tats Tiara.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Adrian. Adrian Bott there talking mainly about prompt response. It's guaranteed to start in the race where the stable mate, My True Love, very unlikely being number 25 in the order of entry.